888 Car Talk. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hello, this is Rainy from Seattle.
Rainy.
Is that like a rainy day or?
Exactly.
It really,
R-A-Y-N-E-E?
R-A-I.
Oh, just to be difficult, I'll outspell both of you. It's R-A-N-E.
Who chose the spelling?
Okay, I was born with like the singularly most popular name to give to your female child in 1972, which was Jennifer. And I didn't like it because there were so many of them.
Why would you like it? Right.
Yeah.
So I was going to a really small liberal arts college in Western Massachusetts, and I thought for sure there's going to be way too many Jennifers. I have to change my name. So I thought about it for a while, and I really liked the name Rainy. Well, I really liked the name Ray, but my boyfriend was named Ray, and I thought that that would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
But so I thought, well, Rainy would be kind of a way of putting Ray in there because I like it, and Rainy because I like rain. So I went to school, and all my fellow students were named things like Una and Luna.
Right, there wasn't a Jennifer in the bunch, right?
There was one Jennifer, and she was definitely not your normal Jennifer.
you could have been the other. So how did it work out with the boyfriend, Ray?
He's actually now my husband and the father of our four-month-old baby.
Cool.
No kidding. So it's Ray and Rainy.
Ray and Rainy.
Isn't that nice?
They're going to start calling him Sonny. Anyway, what's going on?
I have a 94 Isuzu Trooper, and it's got about 166,000 miles on it.
Great.
About 3 months ago, I started to notice that as I would go up onto the freeway on-ramp or any of my first ascension of the day driving, I would have intense power loss where I could only go about 30 miles an hour until it leveled out. And I had this horrible sound that goes, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. And it's really scary. So
yeah.
I'm just afraid that I'm going to be driving and either like the engine is going to drop out or seize, or like one of my wheels is just going to go shooting off into some odd direction.
Which one would you like it to be?
I don't know.
So you hear this ka-chunk, ka-chunk, but let's get this right. You're trying to accelerate onto the freeway.
Yes.
So you're going at 30 miles an hour trying to accelerate, but it seems resistant to accelerating.
Absolutely.
And then it goes ka-chunk.
And how many ka-chunks does it do? Yeah. And when it and during this period when you're trying to accelerate, 2, 3, 4?
No, lots. It'll keep doing that for about 5 or 10 minutes.
So is it like ka-chunk, ka-chunk, or is it? Is it?
No, it does not change with my rate of speed. It's just ka-chunk, ka-chunk,
ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Okay, so it's doing this, but in the meantime, all the while that it's doing this, is your baby in the trooper at this time?
Wait. Does anyone screen these calls?
Evidently not. So you get this ka-chunk, ka-chunk, and at some point you're increasing your speed from 30 to 35 to 40. It does pick up speed, I imagine.
It does, but it's not going to pick up speed until it levels off.
Jeez. Oh, so I'm imagining now that you haven't taken this to anyone because you were trying some homeopathic remedies or something.
Well,
herbal remedies?
Yeah, herbal remedies. I just keep myself medicated. Well, you know, and I don't drive that much because since the baby's here, he doesn't really like to go out much. So we do like one thing a day and that's it.
Is this an automatic transmission?
It is an automatic.
Oh, okay. I think your transmission is kaput.
Kaput?
Yeah, well, it's kaput. It's kaputting.
It's kaputting.
It's kaputting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm guessing that the fact that it happens under load conditions, max acceleration, in other words, you're demanding the most from the engine and transmission when you're trying to, you know, merge onto a highway, up an exit ramp that's inclined. And when that happens, you are asking the transmission and engines to do the most, and that's when it's given up. So I'm guessing the transmission is done for. But if it isn't, you need to replace this car anyway. Because you have a baby now. Yeah, no, this is an old jalopy, and you're going to get stuck places, and you're going to be places where you wouldn't mind being if you didn't have a child in tow.
Yeah, I mean, 166,000 miles is a lot of miles.
And all my family, like, drives their cars until they have 250 or 300,000 miles. And my last car...
Well, you'll be the one to drag down the average. What can I tell you? So this is a family issue, I can see. I mean, you're worried that you're going to be the one singled out. Oh, yeah, Rainey didn't get 250 out of her thing. Yeah, no, no. Kind of a loser.
Well,
she is.
You have to think about the kid now and not the family.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to get stuck on the highway with the little kid.
And you especially don't want to get stuck trying to merge into, you know, 70-mile-an-hour traffic with your child in the back in the car seat and the thing conks out on you because the transmission gives up.
No. Of course not.
No, but I mean...
Let me think about it.
We could be wrong.
But when you put it that way...
Yeah, all right.
If you're ever anywhere near Boston... I want to buy you a cup of coffee.
and a transmission.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no problem. I'll drive it right over.
See you, Rainey.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call.
She is
okay,
a good sport.
Yeah.